Title: Heatwave Ableton Lev 12 Percussion Layer Framework for Deep Jungle Atmosphere Advanced. Alright, let's build a deep jungle percussion atmosphere framework in Ableton Live 12 that feels hot, humid, and alive without turning your mix into a crunchy hat loop fight. This is an advanced workflow lesson, and the big idea is simple. We're not stacking random percussion. We're building a repeatable system, a percussion bed that lives around your break and bass, adds motion and place, and stays mix-friendly. Set your project tempo to 172 BPM. Anywhere between 168 and 174 works, but 172 is our center point today. Now, before we touch samples, we set up the session like a drum and bass mix. Create three groups: drums, perc atmos, and music/atmos. The separation matters, because we want our percussion atmosphere to behave like a controlled engine, not like extra drums that fight the main break. Next, create three return tracks. This is one of the biggest pro coherence moves: shared space. Return A is jungle room. Put hybrid reverb on it. Use a room algorithm. Pre-delay around 10 to 20 milliseconds so transients still speak. Decay around 0.8 to 1.4 seconds. Keep the size moderate, like 25 to 40%. High pass the reverb around 250 to 400 Hz, so it doesn't fog the low mids. And low pass around 6 to 9K so it stays dark and believable. Wet is 100% because it's a return. Return B is dub echo. Use echo. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 3/16. Feedback 25 to 45%. High pass around 250 to 500, low pass around 5 to 8K. Add a bit of modulation, maybe 10 to 25%, and just a tiny bit of noise, like 3 to 8%, because that little grit helps it feel like a piece of the environment, not a clean digital delay. Again, wet at 100% on the return. Return C is grit parallel. Use roar if you want modern tone shaping, or saturator if you want it simple. Drive in the 6 to 12 dB range, and tilt it slightly dark. Then drum bus after it. Drive 5 to 15%, crunch 10 to 25%, and turn boom off. Boom is a low-end enhancer, and for this use case it's basically mud insurance. After that, EQ 8, high pass at 250 to 400. If the grit gets painful, dip a little around 3 to 6K. Optional glue compressor, light settings, just aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Cool, now we build four layers that each have a job. Think priority lanes, not layers. If two lanes try to do the same job in the same frequency area, you lose headroom and the groove feels confused. Lane A is the top loop, constant micro motion in the highs, but controlled. Lane B is ghost perk, syncopated answers, mostly mid-range, jungle chatter. Lane C is fully, place and humidity. Transient light, breathy movement. Lane D is haze, a narrow band, quiet glue that makes the track feel continuous. Let's start with the top loop layer, the air plus sweat layer. Create an audio track called Perk Top Loop. Choose a shaker loop, hat loop, or a lightly recorded tambourine loop. The key phrase is busy but not bright. If it's already screaming at 10 to 12K, you'll pay for it later with harshness and limiter headroom. Warp it. Use Complex Pro to start. Formance around 2 to 6. Envelope around 90 to 110. If Complex Pro smears in a way that kills definition, switch to Complex. This layer is supposed to feel like the ghost of a break, not like a blurry pad. Now the processing. EQ 8 first. High pass somewhere between 500 and 900 Hz. We don't need this layer carrying body. If it's harsh, notch a little around 8 to 10K. Then auto filter. Use a 12 dB low pass. Set the cutoff somewhere between 7 and 12K depending on how bright your sample is. Add a little envelope amount, like 5 to 15%, so it reacts a bit. Then add an LFO, but super slow, 0.07 to 0.18 Hz. Tiny amount, 5 to 12%. This is one of your heat shimmer tools. Movement that's felt, not heard as an obvious wobble. Then drum bus. Drive 3 to 8%, crunch 5 to 15%, and pull the transients down, like minus 5 to minus 15. That softens the top so it blends instead of poking. Finally, sends. Send a bit to jungle room around minus 18 to minus 12 dB. Dub echo send can be very subtle. Maybe off entirely at first, or up to around minus 18 if you want a tiny sense of tail. Now the advanced timing trick. Groove relationship. If this top loop doesn't share timing DNA with a break, it'll sound pasted on. Use groove pool. You can start with something like MPC 16 swing 55 to 58, but the best move is extract groove from your actual break. Apply it to the top loop at around 10 to 25%. That's usually enough to make it breathe with the drums without turning it into a mess. Next layer. Ghost Perk, the Jungle Chatter. Create a MIDI track called Perk Ghost. Load a drum rack with rimshot or clave, low conga and mid conga, a woodblock, and a short metallic tick. Keep them short and slightly dull. If you start with super bright, pointy one shots, you'll build clutter instantly. Program a two-bar loop at 172. You're going for offbeats and syncopation. Think in 16th grid language, hits around 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A. But here's the discipline. Velocity range 20 to 70, and only one or two hits per bar should feel confident. The rest are hints. If every hit is loud, it stops being chatter and starts being percussion spam. Humanize it in two ways. First, probability. In the MIDI clip, add chance on some notes, like 60 to 85%, so the pattern evolves. Second, timing. Select a few hits and nudge them late by 5 to 15 milliseconds. Jungle often lays back. That tiny lateness adds swagger and reduces the feeling of gridlocked percussion. Processing chain. EQ8. High pass between 180 and 350 Hz depending on how much low content your congas have. If it's boxy, dip a little around 300 to 600. Then corpus. Yes, corpus. It's amazing for organic resonance. Use tube or membrane. Tune it loosely to your track's root or fifth if you can, but don't overthink it. Keep dry slash wet low, like 5 to 15%. You want a hint of body, not a resonant synth note. Add a tiny hybrid reverb as an insert. Short decay like 0.3 to 0.7 seconds, and wet around 6 to 12%. Then use sends, room around minus 15 to minus 10, and a touch of grit parallel around minus 18 to minus 12 so it glues into the bed. Third layer, Foley, the humidity and place layer. Create an audio track called Perk Foley. Use field recordings like leaves, rain, insects, crowd, vinyl noise, cloth movement, mic handling. The trick is, keep it mid-high and dynamic, and don't let it become a constant hiss. It should feel like the room is alive. Warp and beats mode. Preserve 1/16. Transients around 40 to 70. That keeps it grainy and textural rather than smeared. Now a key technique, percussion-driven ambience. Put a gate on the Foley track, and sidechain the gate from your break or from a kick snare bus. Set threshold so it opens mainly when drums hit. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Hold 20 to 60, release 80 to 200. Now the environment breathes with the rhythm, and you didn't add any extra drums to do it. Add auto pan. Amount 30 to 70%, rate at half note or one bar, and phase 120 to 180 degrees for wide movement. Then EQ8, high pass 300 to 800. If it's too hissy, gently shelf down 8 to 12K. Send this one to dub echo more than the others, because Foley into echo makes those whoa. That's a world moments. Around minus 18 to minus 10 dB, and we'll automate it later for throws. Arrangement tip here. Automate the gate threshold a little lower right before transitions. That causes more Foley bursts and fills, like the room is reacting to the phrase change. Fourth layer. Haze. This is the heat haze bed, and it should be quiet enough that you miss it when it's muted, but you don't notice it as a separate sound. Create a MIDI track called Perk Haze. Load Waveedable or Analog and choose a noise source. Set the amp envelope with a short attack, 5 to 20 ms, and release 150 to 400 ms. Then play a sustained note, basically a long MIDI note. Process it with auto filter in bandpass 12 dB mode. Frequency around 2.5 to 6 kHz. Q around 0.8 to 1.4. Add an LFO at 0.04 to 0.12 Hz, amount 10 to 25%. Again, we're aiming for slow atmospheric shimmer, not obvious filter wobble. Add redux subtly. Downsample 1.2 to 3.0, bit reduction at 0 or 1. That adds a sandiness that reads like heat in the air. Then utility. Widen to 120 to 160%, but we're going to check mono later because noise plus width can get facey fast. Add a limiter for safety, ceiling at minus 1. Level guideline. Keep haze quiet. In context, peaks around minus 30 to minus 18 dB FS. If you can clearly hear it as a lead element, it's too loud. Now we assemble the framework, group top loop, ghost, Foley, and haze into a group called Perk Atmos. On that group, an audio effect rack and create 5 macros, heat, damp, flutter, space and bite. Heat controls energy and spice. Map it to drum bus drive on the top loop, and to how hard you're hitting the grit parallel return. If you can map sends, great. Otherwise, you can map saturation amounts on key devices. The goal is subtle to spicy for drops, not constant distortion. Damp is darkness. Map it to auto filter cutoffs on the top loop and haze so lower equals darker, and also map it to the high cut on the jungle room reverb. This is your make it deeper macro. Flutter is movement and instability. Map it to echo modulation amount on the dub echo return, auto pan amount on the foley, and a bit of extra LFO amount on the haze filter. This is the macro you touch for those one bar smears and heat mirage moments. Bass controls depth. Map it to the room send from all layers, and slightly to the reverb decay on return A. Keep the range tight so you don't accidentally drown the entire mix. Bite is controlled presence. Map it to a small presence boost around 6 to 9k on the top loop, and to drum bus crunch on the ghost layer. Again, small range. Bite should add intent, not turn into cymbal razor. Now let's talk arrangement, because this framework shines when it moves. Start with a simple blueprint, 32 bar intro, 64 bar main, 32 bar outro. In the intro, bars 1 to 32, start with haze and foley only, and keep them low past and dark using damp. Bring in the top loop at bar 9, still dark. Add ghost perk at bar 17, but use higher chance randomness so it feels like it's assembling itself. Around bar 25 to 32, automate space up a bit and do a short dub echo throw so the transition feels intentional. At the drop, bar 33, bring in full drums and bass. Now here's the discipline. The perk atmos stays tucked, top loop stays steady, ghost is intermittent, foley is gated and breathing with the drums. The atmosphere supports the break, it doesn't compete. Every 16 bars, do one change, for example, cut the top loop for 2 beats, or push heat briefly on a fill, or increase flutter for 1 bar, then snap back. This is how you get rolling progression without adding new samples, and without rearranging your whole drum kit. In the outro, remove ghost first, then fade bass and drums, and leave foley plus haze with increasing space, so the world remains after the drums leave.